We like having him around because he's a kind of a positive kid, and he's got a smile on his face, and we want to see him an awful lot. But he's up, he's moving around, he's on the plan that he's supposed to be on.
No imminent return.
No, we're not sneaking him in early. So he would be a guy that, because of my time in Carolina, I would have been able to get some information on prior to coming here. And people that I know that I really trust just couldn't say enough good things about him, and the kind of right things. He's a quiet leader, and his play is clearly his defining role. There's a play in front of the net, not the penalty on Bieksa, but it happened earlier in the game where the two of them locked eyes and exchanged cross checks. You need to have that kind of bite in that kind of player as your captain. So there's no fear in his game. He's clearly not running around chasing heavyweights around, but he's honest and hard. He's in some ways, in terms of approach, a forward version of Mark Stewart in what he was willing to do for the hockey team. And he can put some pucks in the net for you too. So the pressure in where we're at always shifts to those guys. And playing hard's not enough in this league. Everybody plays hard. You have to compete and you have to produce. And he's a guy that's capable of leading in that manner. Not as important as the finish. I think you have to be prepared for the New York Rangers to be ready to go and ready to play. I mean, we're not going to say, hey, let's give them a good hard 10 minutes and see how this thing turns out. You want to keep the pressure up. The back-to-back you feel toward the end. But when you look at the minutes played, he uses his whole bench. And they're a team that skates easily. So I'm not saying that they play an easy game. What I mean is they've got enough speed up front that playing hard and skating hard doesn't take a huge toll on that team. They got a lot of guys that can really move. So I'm not expecting a drop-off in their game. As a matter of fact, I think you'll see a more focused, intense group having lost the last two. It was a very, very tight game last night. They had their chances. But now they're feeling that urgency. They're comfortably in the playoffs, says a guy that looks at that many points and saying, geez, those guys are comfortably in the playoffs, but they're feeling, I would think, they need to win games here now and they need to get this thing righted. I mean, what doesn't he, like, the head of the snake, you gotta get to the guy who runs it. And in Tampa Bay, if they weren't going, somehow, some way, he changed the game. And it wasn't all just skill. It was one of those shifts that with his speed or his energy and his cutbacks and the things that he could do. He could get the building going without actually, putting a puck in the net. Just such an energy guy. He's the kind of player, because of his stature, all fans cheer for. He's the underdog who's turned into a superstar. And all he has to do is, And you've seen it, just one shoulder fake and break out into the open and the crowd's alive and it's electric because he's just such a dynamic player. What makes him great, though, isn't all those things. It's the consistency. At that size, to be that good in this league that long, everybody's got a game plan for him. It's just never worked against him. He's found a way to beat all the plans, to produce big numbers, the leading scorer now on the Rangers, but he's absolutely special player.